This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The government has approved 8,800 crore rupees for the Skill India program for the period of 2022-23 to 25-26. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, the Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the demand-driven skill development is the focus of the government and the emphasis will be laid on the convergence and the quality enhancement. Mr. Vaishnaw said that the government has also approved the extension of the tenure of the National Commission of Safai Karmcharis for 3 years till 31st March 2028. And the minister also informed that the Coast Railway Zone has been given the post facto approval, which will lead for the efficiency in the railway's operation. The counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly election will be held today. The preparations are in full swing for a smooth and a fair conduct of the process. The Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, R. Alice Vaz, has said that the scrutiny of these election documents, including Form 17C and 70 Assembly constituencies, have been conducted. The independent central observers appointed by the Election Commission, candidates and their agents, and the returning officers were present during the scrutiny. Our correspondent reports said that 19 counting centers have been set up in the 11 districts of Delhi for the counting of votes. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark a high-profile diplomatic visit to France and the United States next week. This tour will focus on the encouragement of the strategic, economic and the technological partnership from both the nations. The Prime Minister Modi visit to France from February 10 to 12 comes as an invitation of the French President Emmanuel Macron. A key highlight of this visit will be the AI Action Summit, where the global leaders will discuss the future of the artificial intelligence governance. India, as a co-chair of the summit, will play a pivotal role in the shaping of the international AI policies, emphasizing the ethical AI development, accessibility and the innovation. Briefing this media in New Delhi yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that both the leaders will hold the bilateral talks and address the India-France CEOs Forum. In the addition to this summit, the discussions between the Indian and the French leadership will cover defense, trade and energy cooperation, further strengthening the bilateral ties. And the visit will also see the inauguration of India's new Consulate General in the Marseille, as aimed at the improving of the consular services for the Indian diaspora in the southern France. Following his engagements in France, Prime Minister Modi will travel to the United States on the 12th of February on a two-day visit. The External Affairs Ministry yesterday summoned that the Bangladesh Acting High Commissioner, Mr. Muhammad Nurul Islam, has conveyed that it is a regrettable and irregular statements made by the Bangladesh authorities, which continue to portray India negatively. In a response to media queries in the summoning of the Bangladesh Acting High Commissioner, the ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India desires a positive, constructive and a mutually beneficial relationship with Bangladesh, which will be reiterated several times in the recent high-level meeting. He further stated that the regular statements made by the Bangladesh authorities holding India responsible for the internal governance issues are in fact responsible for persistent negativity. Almost 5 years, the Reserve Bank of India has reduced the policy repo rate by 25 basis points from 6.50% to 6.25%. The Governor Sanjay Malhotra had made this announcement yesterday in Mumbai following the three-day meeting at the MPC. The 25 basis points rate cut to 6.25% comes after the last day of tax of the rate reduction in the May 2020. He further informed that according to the first advancement of estimates, the real GDP growth of the current year is projected at 6.4%, with economic activity expected to improve in the coming year. In ISL, Mumbai City FC defeated North East United FC by 2-0 at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Shillong yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.